How to fill those seats. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Movie theaters have a lot of empty seats these days, which is why last week the head of AMC Cinemas said he was considering allowing texting during movies to attract millennials. Well, it was as if he had tried to legalize heroin. Moviegoers were outraged.
That bright screen in the theater, and then you can see people trying to hide it.
If you're going to pay money to go see a movie, I think you ought to be there to see the movie.
Actually, those people didn't really sound all that outraged. But within 24 hours...
AMC Theaters says it's backing away from considering allowing texting while at its movies.
So we will still get to hear those sanctimonious warnings.
Now is not the time for talking or texting. Let's all be more like Dave.
That's my favorite. But then I realized that in some circumstances, texting could actually be less disruptive. Almost every movie I go to, at some point, my wife will lean over and whisper, "What did he say?" I say, "What?" She says, "What did he say just now?" Because American actors mumble.
Once you're a parent, you're the ghost of your children's future.
Matthew McConaughey especially.
After your kids came along, your mom, she said something to me I never quite understood.
Not surprised. Anyway, if I could text, I could tell her what the actor said without having to whisper. Come to think of it, how great would it be if theaters would just display the dialogue in real time on your phone?
Oh, or ere this, I should have fatted all the region kites with this slave's awful.
I have no clue what he said. Just look at your phone. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.